Senhor Co-Presidente, since when the infamous NATO-enabled decree applied enforced disappearances policy, international community undertook the commitment to protect every person from this ordeal. Half a century later, this commitment enjoys the status of jus cogens obligation. Throughout the years, international community has become increasingly able to provide effective protection against such a deplorable crime. The international community's effort to consistently denounce enforced disappearance through international human rights law and institutions has considerably improved the expectations of justice for victims who had been pushed into the shadows of impunity. This commitment has also inspired truth-seeking processes of many societies struggling to transition from dictatorial or authoritarian regimes into more liberal and economic democratic governments. In the case of Argentina, the international condemnation of enforced disappearance was a valuable asset to assist the consolidation and legitimization of democratic institutions that were inevitably rooted over the memory of a harsh military dictatorship. Nevertheless, in spite of the progress and valuable efforts, persons, communities, and nations are still being victimized by discord. Today, thousands of persons are still being disappeared. Their families are still seeking justice, and many more remain exposed to being forcibly disappeared. The international community cannot be insensitive to this reality. Just as enforced disappearance is still affecting thousands of persons in every region of the world, the prevention and protection against enforced disappearance through international law has been and must remain a core objective of international human rights law and mechanisms. This task remains to be concluded. The challenges that remain should invigorate our efforts in tackling and ensuring that enforced disappearance is never again used to deny any human being her or his inherent dignity. As a joint statement of over 270 human rights organizations has emphasized, a responsible commitment of the convention states parties in accordance with the relevant obligations requires maintaining the committee and consolidating its mandate as the body in charge of supervision of the convention. I thank you.
Muchísimas gracias.